Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Now, today we're going to be talking about a season which sometimes gets people a little bit down. It's winter, and people get down because, well, it's darker than the other seasons. The sun isn't up for as long, and it's really, really cold.
Yes.
I guess, well, for me, it's not so cold here in Taiwan because I come from Canada, and in Canada, we really know winter. Now, have you been to a place that's really cold, Anna? Like, what's the coldest place you've been to?
It's Japan, and I went there during winter vacation, and it snowed.
It snowed, but, like, what was the temperature? What was the coldest temperature you experienced there?
Well, I think it's five. Plus five, I guess.
Okay, well, where I'm from, in winter, it regularly gets down to minus 40 degrees Celsius. Yes, that's a regular thing for us. So,
how can you survive?
You stay inside and you dress very, very warm. But that's what our program is going to be about today. It's some tips for keeping away the winter chills. So trust me when I talk about this, I know all about winter and the winter chills and keeping them away. Let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then Anna and I will be back. Reading.
Keep away the winter chills. Winter is a cold and dark time of year, but you don't have to let it freeze your feet and deliver you shivers. To survive the cold season, dress in layers. If you wear multiple layers, then you can add or subtract one to match whatever environment you are in. Another smart way to stay toasty is to wear a hat. We lose more heat from our head than any other body part. Fuzzy hats with funny flaps, such as the Russian Ushanka, will even keep your ears and neck warm. Another heat-leaking body part is the feet. So keep your little toes snug inside a pair of thick socks. Once you're covered from head to toe, stay active and eat well. Even 30 minutes of exercise can make you feel warmer for hours afterward. Also, remember to fuel your body with warm foods and drinks such as soup, hot chocolate, and ginger tea. If you follow these tips, you are sure to keep your temperature up and enjoy the winter season.
All right, well, today's article is called Keeping Away the Winter Chills. Chills refers to a sensation you feel when it's very cold. It's almost like you're so cold that your body shakes a little bit. You're freezing. It's just incredibly cold. So when we say winter chills, it's just referring to that very, very cold feeling that we have during the winter months.
对啊，所以其实我们在中文当中说的寒冷，在英文当中其实有很多不同的这个单字，比如说我刚刚讲的avoid the cold, 就是去避寒啊，可是所谓的 the cold 其实也不只是像在冰箱那样非常非常非常冷，就像就可能提到的零下40度之类的，这种应该就可以叫做 chills。
Now the article starts off by saying winter is a cold and dark time of year. That's true. The temperature goes way down and the sun actually isn't up for as long as it is during, say, spring, summer, or fall, the other three seasons. But you don't have to let it freeze your feet and deliver you shivers. If something freezes, well, it becomes frozen. It drops below its freezing point, like water, for example. If the temperature falls below 0 degrees Celsius, it freezes and it turns to ice. Sometimes in winter, you freeze your feet or you freeze your hands. They just become very, very cold. It doesn't mean they actually turn to ice. And when you get that cold, when you freeze your hands or your feet or your ears or your fingers, you might get the shivers. The shivers are similar to chills. It's when your body shakes a little bit because you feel really, really cold.
所以如果真的很冷很冷的话，身体的自然的机制的反应就是会打颤。那么在英文当中的这个打寒战的这个战斗，其实就可以用 shiver 这个字。而我们看到前面呢，其实 freeze 这个字还蛮熟的，因为我们可能会把冰淇淋或者是肉品放到冷冻库里面去把它冻起来。当我们把东西冻起来的时候用的是 freeze。可是其实它的形容词也很好用哦，我们去 e 加上 ing 之后变成是 freezing, 结冻的，例如零度 C, freezing point, 或者是非常非常冷，我们可以说 freezing cold。
This brings us to our first tip for keeping away the winter chills.To survive the cold season, dress in layers. This is really good for keeping warm. Layers just means you wear more than one of everything. You might put on two or three different shirts. You might wear multiple or more than one pairs of socks. This just means that you will keep warm because you have lots and lots of clothing on. So if you want to stay warm in the winter,One thing you can do is dress in layers.
Right. 所以其实在这里的 layer, 它本来是层的意思。一层一层的层。我们的中文呢可能会说哎呀小朋友动起来就流汗。那坐着的时候又怕冷。所以在冬天父母亲可以给他洋葱式的穿法。这所谓的洋葱式其实就是多穿几层的意思。所以我们看到的 dress in layers, 其实指的就是这种洋葱式穿法或者是多穿几层。而前面的 survive, 这个及物动词是存活下来的意思,躲过什么或者是存活下来。
If you wear multiple layers, then you can add or subtract one to match whatever environment you are in. I just mentioned this word multiple, which simply means more than one. So if you're wearing multiple layers, you might be wearing two or three layers of clothing.Then you can add or subtract one to match whatever environment you are in. So if you're wearing lots of layers, you can either add a layer, you put another one on, or subtract one. Subtract means to take one away. So if you're wearing two shirts and you go somewhere, maybe indoors, that's a lot warmer than outside, you could take one of those shirts off and then you'll feel more comfortable.If you go back outside again, you put it back on again so you can be warm in the cold.
Right. 尤其是当我们去逛百货公司啦，或者是有时候进到室内，因为外面可能太冷的关系，那么室内可能会有暖气。那这个时候我们可能就需要脱掉几件衣服。不过在句子当中的所谓的脱掉，在这里我们看到的是动词的 subtract。其实 subtract 本来有减的意思。那么在这里为了因应我们的所谓洋葱式的穿法，当然因为多穿几层，这个所谓的多重的或者是多层的，我们看到的是形容词 multiple, M-U-L-T-I-P-L-E.
Now another way to stay toasty is to wear a hat. To stay toasty just means to stay comfortably warm.And a hat, of course, is something that you wear on your head. It's usually made of a very warm material, like, say, wool, for example, which comes from sheep. And it's very good at keeping your head warm, which, as we're going to learn, is very important.
所以在这里的 toasty, 其实呢它指的就是温暖。但是这个温暖呢特别指的是感觉非常舒服，外面很冷，但是你的可能手套里的手啊或者是在室内非常温暖的意思。不过前面这个动词的 stay 在这里是保持什么状态，所以我们看到的是另外一个比较聪明的穿法呢，就是 wear a hat。 当我们戴帽子的时候就可以舒舒服服的 to stay toasty。
Now why is it so important to wear a hat?Well, that's because we lose more heat from our head than any other body part. So that's where heat escapes from. Fuzzy hats with funny flaps, such as the Russian Ushanka, will even keep your ears and neck warm. Fuzzy is a word we use to describe materials, such as certain types of cloth, or you might describe, say, a teddy bear as being fuzzy. These hats that we wear on our head, because they're often made of materials like wool, they are very fuzzy. The threads or the fibers, they kind of stick out, so they look like almost like a furry animal. And this Russian Yushanka is a very good example of that. It's a very fuzzy hat, and it keeps your ears and even your neck warm because it extends all the way down to your neck.
所以我们刚刚如果提到所谓的帽子呢，在这边啊，先提一下所谓的戴帽子它的意义在哪里，因为这个头上呢是我们最容易失温，也就是在头的这个部位呢，在它的这个体温上呢是最容易从头这个地方流失的。所以在一开始我们句子当中有看到一个 more 比较级，跟着的是后面的 than， so we lose more heat from our head than any other body part。而有一种帽子特别的推荐哦，这种帽子就是苏联的毛帽，因为呢它毛茸茸的 fuzzy。而在他耳朵的部位呢往下拉比较长一点哦，这个帽圆我们看到单字叫做 flap F-L-A-P， 那当然如果耳朵的部分也盖住的话， which can keep your ears and neck warm.
Another heat leaking body part is the feet, so keep your little toes snug inside a pair of thick socksIf you are snug, it means you are comfortable and warm when it is cold outside. And thick is the opposite of thin. It just means the material is very warm, and it's like, almost like you're wearing multiple layers, more than one layer, but it's just very, very thick. It's not thin. So wear socks that are very thick and keep your feet warm.
当然我们都知道啊，手脚有时候会冰冷啊，像尤其特别是脚这个地方。那么接下来我们看到这个常常会觉得很冷，热气会跑掉的地方 is the feet， 就是脚了。可是在 heat leaking 这个连缀动词的地方，我们可以先从动词的 leak L-E-A-K， 其实它是渗出来的意思，比如说水管破了一个洞啊，然后渗水出来，或者是瓦斯的管线漏破洞了，那么有渗瓦斯出来的这个渗，所谓的 heat leaking body part 当然指的就是会泄出热气，热气会跑掉的地方。那么后面有一个形容词 snug， 其实就是 warm， 就是温暖的意思。而后面呢我们要穿厚的袜子，在英文当中这个厚的或者是汤很浓都可以用这个形容词 thick T-H-I-C-K。
Once you're covered from head to toe, stay active and eat well. From head to toe simply means from top to bottom, all the way from the top of your headto your toes, which are hopefully covered by a nice thick pair of socks. Now, from head to toe is our shortcut for you for today, so let's learn a little bit more about this phrase. Shortcut for you.
Hello, Pat. Is something the matter?
Tim, you're covered in mud from head to toe.
The mud isn't just on my head and toes. It's everywhere.
That's what I mean. When we say from head to toe, we mean completely covered, from the top of your head to the toes on the end of your feet.
So from head to toe means 从头到脚.
That's right. But how did you get so muddy?
I was running in the park, but I slipped and fell over. Now I'm muddy from head to toe.
You need to take a bath. Make sure you wash yourself from head to toe.
Can you help wash my back?
Get out of here!
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase from head to toe.
不过它真的有那种字面上的意思，就是从头到脚，或者是完完全全的。当然在这个句子当中，我们看到的是一个被动式 ,you are covered. 这个 cover 就是覆盖的意思。诶，可是注意这句话哦，前面的 once 不是一次哦，而是一个连接词，它有 when 的语义，一旦当你全身都包住的时候呢，这时候暖了，但是同时还要 stay active and eat well.
Even 30 minutes of exercise can make you feel warmer for hours afterward. Also, remember to fuel your body with warm foods and drinks such as soup, hot chocolate, and ginger tea. Fuel just means to put things into your body that give you energy.
Right, 所以其实在这里的 fuel 呢，如果它是名词就指的是燃料，那么当我们当动词的时候就会变成有给燃料的意思。那除了机器会吃燃料的话呢，这个身体呢当然也要热量啊，所以我们在这里看到的是 fuel your body, 注意还有一个介系词 with something, fuel A with B, 用 B 来给 A燃料，所以到底要吃什么呢 ?Warm foods and drink hot soup, hot chocolate, or ginger tea.
Anything warm, exactly, to fuel your body. If you follow these tips, you are sure to keep your temperature up and enjoy the winter season. The temperature is what we use to measure how hot or how cold something is, andWe here in Taiwan and in most places in the world, we measure that in degrees Celsius.
Degrees Celsius 就是我们所谓的度 C 啦。还有一个度 F, degrees Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit, yes. In some other places, like in America, for example, they use degrees Fahrenheit.
他们就是用华氏。不过不管是摄氏华氏呢，都是温度，在英文当中的温度 temperature. Temperature, T-E-M-P-E-R-A-T-U-R-E.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of today's program. But before we go, let's move to our For You Chat segment. For You Chat. Okay, today's For You Chat question, Anna, is what are some other great ways to stay warm?
Well, I'll turn on the heat.
Turn on the heat is a good idea. But, you know, when I was growing up, whenever I would ask my dad to turn on the heat, and it seems dads really have a thing about this, they'd be like, no, just go put on a sweater or something, because I guess they wanted to save money, right? Because, you know, heating the house,
right,
it's not free, they want to save money. So he'd tell me to put on a sweater. But what are some other things we can do besides just turning on the heat?
Do we have hot springs in Canada?
Not as common, I think, as in Taiwan. But yeah, if you're in Taiwan, a hot spring is a great place to go to stay warm, right?
Right.
Okay, well, you guys can come up with some other tips on your own. What are some great ways to stay warm during the winter? As for us, we are right out of time today on English for You, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Keep away the winter chills.Winter is a cold and dark time of year. But you don't have to let it freeze your feet and deliver you shivers. To survive the cold season, dress in layers. If you wear multiple layers, then you can add or subtract one to match whatever environment you are in. Another smart way to stay toasty...is to wear a hat. We lose more heat from our head than any other body part. Fuzzy hats with funny flaps, such as the Russian Ushanka, will even keep your ears and neck warm. Another heat-leaking body part is the feet. So keep your little toes snug inside a pair of thick socks. Once you're covered from head to toe, stay active and eat well. Even 30 minutes of exercise can make you feel warmer for hours afterward. Also, Remember to fuel your body with warm foods and drinks, such as soup, hot chocolate, and ginger tea. If you follow these tips, you are sure to keep your temperature up and enjoy the winter season.
Vocabulary Review.
Freeze. The air is cold enough to freeze the water in the lake. Multiple. The painter owns multiple brushes of different sizes. Subtract. The math students learned how to add and subtract numbers. Thick. Carl doesn't mind the cold because he is wearing a very thick jacket. Fuel. The inventor made a car that he could fuel with vegetable oil. Temperature. The temperature in the desert always gets lower at night.